What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
John Cadell at D Radio with us for our weekly music chat. D, fill us in, please, about the plans for a music festival in Kilmainham for early July, please.
Yeah, so this has just been announced. It's another pilot gig, Matt. It's for 3,500 people. It'll be taking place on Saturday, July 3rd, as you said, in the Royal Hospital, Kilmainham. The lineup for it's pretty great. It's Gavin James, Denise Chyla, Lyra, Sharon Shannon, Wild Youth and Wyvern Lingo. So a little bit of something for everyone there. And it's going to be emceed by the two Johnnies as well. This one's slightly different now to the James Vincent McMorrow one that we talked about a couple of weeks ago. It is much, much bigger. So this is actually 3,500 people as opposed to the 500 we saw before. And 500 free tickets of those have been set aside for frontline healthcare workers as a gesture of thanks for their work during the pandemic, which is really nice. And it's something that we've seen in other places. Another key difference to this as well, Matt, is that they are bringing in testing for people as part of this gig.
Antigen testing as well. Is it, or they're saying rapid testing. Have they confirmed it? Well, it must be antigen testing because you can't get a PCR test as
well.
Well,
that's exactly it. So I would have assumed the same as yourself there. I mean, obviously 3,500, you know, it's not where we need to be in terms of having the full scale productions back. But this, it's nice to see them go from 500 to 3,500 and add in the testing, because, you know, that's only really where you can start to get the numbers back up again.
And will they allow you to have a pint?
Well, I don't know about that.
They say there'll be a bar, but that doesn't mean that they're going to have alcohol at the bar.
It could be ice creams and crepes again.
Yeah. John Cadell, is this ambitious enough? Because, you know, in a venue the size of the Royal Hospital, Kilmainham, 3,500 people is, yes, a sizable amount of people, but surely in the open air, you could have more people than that. Are we perhaps being unambitious here?
Well, I don't know. No, I think you have to do it step by step, Matt. I think they had the right idea with the James Vincent gig, 500 people. Softly appears to be the way to go. If every step is a move closer to gigs with full capacity, well, then I'm okay with it. If this one goes well, fine, they'll move on to a higher number of people for the next one, and so on and so on. So, no, I don't think so. I think if they went straight from, like, 500 to near capacity, I think there'll be a certain level of nervousness, because I think it's as much about sating the nerves of the attendees as it is anybody else.
Well, if you want to go, you're probably not going to be that nervous about the particular consequences. Gavin James is the headline act. Let's hear a little bit of him in action. That's Gavin James. And tell us about the pods that are going to, the tickets are going to be sold in D.
Yeah, so the tickets are going on sale this Friday at 9 a.m. and it'll be $39.50 each plus fees. Gosh knows how quickly they'll sell out after the James Vincent McMorrow ones went so quickly. But the tickets, interestingly enough, can only be bought in pods of 4 or 6 people. So that's to allow people, I guess, to be there in groups of friends, but to still maintain distancing between the groups themselves.
Denise Chyla is one of the acts performing. Let's hear a little bit of her new song, 061.
The bigger man, cut to the Dream my heart out, pepper ran. I do this cause I can. I'm not paying any attention to the fakeness. I'm not giving any advice that I'm not taking. I'm not wasting any more time, staying patient, bringing all my energy back to keep it sacred. Sometimes to kill alone, you gotta break it. I am the result of love for generations. Dream you back to life, call it a grave shift. Trying to keep it understated. Save the chance you misunderstand. Who the heck that I think I am? You should've called me the girl, damn sugar. Up jump the boogie and I cool with my gang. You can use the 061, so we'll show you how to get things done. Came to the 061, we'll show you how to have some fun. You came to the 061.
Utterly different to Gavin James on that night.
Just a touch, and that's what I mean. There's a bit of something for everyone there.
Is there a bit too much of a variety? Because I mean, that's so different to Gavin James and so different again to Sharon Shannon,
yeah,
for example.
I was just going to say, and like, you know, do you know what? On one level, doesn't that make it easier for people to maintain social distancing between their groups? Because you're not going to just have one big group that would already normally be out in the same places together.
It's an eclectic mix, all right, yeah. John, isn't it?
Yeah, but I think people are less snobby about genres and about
you're saying that.
Music they like. Yeah, well, you know, I have a broad variety of taste, Matt, but yeah, I think people are less sort of tribal about music the way these days than they used to be. And streaming and the whole, you know, shuffle culture has played a big part in that. People don't listen in sort of like groups of people like the way they used to. They don't identify so much with a certain type of music anymore. So for example, like, I'd happily go and listen to Gavin James and Denise Chyla. I'd probably give Sharon Shannon a bit of a swerve because I'm not a Diddley Eye fan, really. I'd watch Wild Youth. I'd probably watch Wyvern Lingo. So, yeah, I mean, even somebody cynical like me, there's a lot there that I would happily watch.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about how the songs that have been streamed a billion times on Spotify. There's only one Irish song that's made the list. This is it. John, what an extraordinary number when you consider the song that's been heard so many times on radio, on other streaming platforms as well, to be listened to over a billion times on Spotify.
Yeah, I mean, it just goes to show us it's the power of a good song mixed with the power of good marketing. I mean, like the top one there, the Billions Club playlist, the top 10, I'll run through them very quickly if you want me to.
Go on.
Shape of You by Ed Sheeran's number one, Blinding Lights by The Weeknd's number two, Dance Monkey's Tones and I, Rockstar by Post Malone, One Dance by Drake, Watermelon Sugar, Harry Styles, Mood, 24K Golden, I Like It, Cardi B, Bad Bunny and J Balvin, Thank You Next by Ariana, and I Like Me Better by Lau. As you can see, they're all songs that have been released in, I think, the last 5 years. So, you know, it's people just, you know, these are the songs that people have been listening to. These are the songs that probably turn up on all of the Spotify playlists. These songs that have had a big impact in the ears of people the world over. So, yeah, I mean, like, this, I think it's in Bohemian Rhapsody is on there too. It's one of the only old songs that's on there. But there's a fair few on it. It's 150 tracks on the new Billions Club playlist. So a lot of people are listening to a lot of the same stuff.
Yeah, and nothing from you too. I'd say they'd be looking for an order to that, Dee.
Yeah, but it is actually, I think, what really jumped out at me is something that John hit on there is the recency of so many of these tracks. Like, very often with Spotify, the ones that do really, really well are the ones that have been released most recently, and they've been added to loads of, hey, this is my new track, Summer 2019, and they get added to all these different playlists, and it kind of aggregates from there for them.
Yeah, but what about the money that the acts get as well? Is this another way that Spotify benefits only the big rich acts?
Yeah, and that is part of the problem, because if you're getting added to more of these playlists by individuals, but also by Spotify itself, then obviously you're getting a bigger piece of the pie, because the way Spotify operates, it's a pro rata model, right? So it pools all the revenue it generates each month and it divides the cash according to popularity. So if Ed Sheeran received 5% of all the Spotify plays, then he gets 5% of the accrued revenue, which makes it very, very difficult for, you know, smaller...
What are you moaning about, John?
What's wrong with that? It makes it really difficult, because if I, you know, if I'm into indie music, which you know I am, John, and you used to be, and I'm paying a monthly subscription to Spotify, I want that money to go toward into the pockets of the artists that I'm not listening to, not the people who have a bigger deal with them.
And okay, it also comes
down to location as well. It also comes down to location as well. So artists in countries where they pay more for subscription get paid more than artists in... So it's a very uneven and unfair model.
Well, I have two things to say to that. First of all, if you care about the artists enough, go out and purchase their music. So second of all, I don't watch The Late Late Show, so I don't want any of my license fee to go towards making The Late Late Show. Absolute nonsense.
This isn't a license fee, though. It's a subscription. It's capitalism.
It's a subscription. Yes, it's a subscription. So you're paying a certain amount of money for a service, same as the TV license fee. So I think I'll give out that RTE are making programmes that I don't watch. So why should I pay
Do you know what? That is an absolute straw man of an argument. I love you dearly, but it doesn't relate, because a license fee is something that you have to pay.
See, what you're doing is complaining about the fact that the most popular artists are getting the most money. How does that make any sense to argue?
Okay, I need to move on. Okay. We're very short on time, so I need picks of the week. Dee, what's your pick?
My pick of the week is CMAT. It's her new single, Too Wrecked to Care. It's out tomorrow. And it comes just ahead of her having announced two new gigs in Ireland, which are going on sale Friday this week as well. So great week for her.
Let's hear it. Okay, that is Dee's pick of the week. What's yours, John?
Well, this is an album I've teed up, I think, in the last month or so.
You have? I've even pre-ordered it myself. Although I have to say, the stuff I've heard in it so far, I'm not so sure about.
Well, would you be a bigger fan of the sort of electro-y side of the artist who, by the way, listeners, is John Grant, new album.
Possibly so.
Michigan. Well, see, I'm more a fan of the piano-led melodic side of John Grant. But he can do anything, as far as I'm concerned. But his new album, Boy from Michigan, is out on Friday. I'm really looking forward to it. I've heard about four tracks from it so far, and I've loved them all. And this one is Billy, which is the current single.
Thank you.
Okay, more recognisably John Grant on that track and some of the others that I've heard so far from that album. Very briefly, 45 seconds left. Should people listen to Joni Mitchell's 50th anniversary Blue album?
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
Why?
Because it is an absolute classic. It's one of the first examples of a singer-songwriter who's female bearing her soul, and it has absolutely stood the test of time.
John?
And also the way that she phrases is exquisite.
True. We can agree there.
Glad. What's rare is wonderful. Agreement between D. Reddy and John Cadell. We're out of time, unfortunately.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Weekdays from 4:30. Today FM.